Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben Crenshaw. I've got such a great show today. I wish you were here. Matt Chanella is going to be on the show. Bob Bubka is going to be on the show. Dave Shedlosky is on the show. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional. He's going to give us some tips. And Adam Shupak, Senior Writer, Golf Week Magazine. He's author of Dean Beaman, Golf's Driving Force. He's on the show, and he's in Scotland, and I can't wait to talk to him. First, I got to tell you, it's going to be a partly sunny, breezy day. Trades are 15 to 10. Ooh, make that 30. So watch your golf ball. Keep it low, okay? You don't want to get it up in the breeze. That's trades 15 to 30 miles per hour. We're going to have some scattered morning showers, then isolated afternoon showers. The high between 83 and 88. So get the sunscreen on, okay? And our tee times this morning, we've got one at Makalei at 8:50. At Volcano Golf Club, there's a 9:10, gorgeous course. Manele Bay, another gorgeous course, 10 o'clock this morning. Poipu has a 9:50 and a 10:10. And the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association juniors are having a walking tournament today there, 12:30 to 2:30, lucky kids. Hawaii Kai has an 8:36, a 10:50. Turtle Bay has an 8:30, a 9:28, and an 11 o'clock. Eva Beach Golf Course, 9:12, 11:16. Bayview, 10:10, 11:08. Okay. And we've got on the Gold Course at Wailea, a 9:20. Emerald has a 10:40. Blue Course, 9:30. Hey, the civil engineers are going out today. And so are the car guys. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Now, Victor Hovland went to North Berwick Children's Par 3. Yes, he went to play in a scramble with 11 kids in the wind, in the rain, after practicing for the Scottish Open. What a guy. We're going to be back right after this. That's right, Adam Shupak with us from Scotland.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories, now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
And now let's bring him into the clubhouse. Adam Shupak, senior writer, Golf Week magazine, author Dean Beaman's Golf's Driving Force. Welcome into the clubhouse, Adam.
Aloha, Danielle. I always love to say that on your show.
That's wonderful. And it's good to hear you all the way from Scotland. You're coming in loud and clear. That is such a cool story about Victor Hovland.
Oh, yeah. He is really one of my favorite guys ever since I saw him at Pebble Beach winning the USAM. He's always got that smile on his face. He wasn't so happy but with his game at the present moment. But yeah, great thing that he did. And it seemed like he really enjoyed it. Those kids play a scramble and they beat him straight up.
No wonder he's not happy with his game.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, and that's when it's windy and it's raining and he's having fun. He had the most incredible smile on his face when I saw the photograph of him, working with them or playing with them. So much fun. And speaking of fun, I was reading, on your Twitter feed, excuse me, formerly known as Twitter, that is X. Yes. The father-son sitting in your aisle going on a bucket list trip. Dad turned 70, and they're going to St. Andrews, two practice rounds and the opening round of the Open on their card. Wow. What a trip.
That was cool. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. And then what's the feel right now at the Scottish Open?
I got to tell you, this is a fantastic leaderboard, the way it's shaping up.
Yes.
Bobby Mack from the native son. tied for the lead right now and position. You know, he finished second last year, pipped by Rory by a stroke. 17 and 18 to take the title last year. He wants this one so badly. And then Ludwig Aubert playing great golf. Rory's lurking. Colin Morikawa's up there. Sahith Tagawa. I mean, if this could be a great leaderboard, I mean, I just hope the leaderboard's this good next week at the Open Championship.
I know. And then there's Tommy Fleetwood and Matthew Jordan, Corey Connors, Cam Davis, Maximilian Kiefer. I don't know him, but they're all, you know, 10 under. Matteo Manassero, Yannick Paul, also it could be even a longer one. I'm not getting PGA Tour leaderboard right now. So, yeah, that's all of those guys are 10 under. This is tight. This is very cool. And Rory actually...
Yeah, I think it's going to make for a great final day. There isn't really much wind, and there's been a little bit of moisture in the air, so the course isn't playing quite as tough as it did last year when, you know, Rory had to hit his 2-iron from 200 yards that normally goes 280. But we'll see what tomorrow brings, because they thought today was going to be the windiest day, and there's no wind at all.
Oh, no wind at all? That's incredible.
Yeah.
Now Rory sat down with the media, you, and talked about... he said he felt worse after other losses when he lost to Bryson DeChambeau at the U.S. Open. If he felt worse, but he talked to the media afterwards, you know, it's like, all right, it didn't feel so bad, so why didn't you talk to the media? Did anybody talk to him about that?
I mean, he was asked if he regretted not talking to the media. And he doubled down and said he didn't feel that way. I mean, what? I guess to some extent, what is he going to say? But I think I've covered him for a long time, and he has a tendency when things don't go his way. He's great with the media. I mean, one of the best. He's very honest and candid. Love talking to Rory. He speaks from the heart. He gives you an honest answer. But when he has a bad day, he sometimes will skip out on the media. That's one thing that does bother me sometimes, frustrates me. And so it didn't shock me that he chose to do that. as an only child, I think there's a little bit of being an only child in there, that behavior. I think I can say that as an only child. But, you know, that was a heartbreaking defeat at Pinehurst, the way things ended, bogeying three of the last four. And what I've said to people is, as soon as he got the lead, he just looked so tight. He didn't have that bounce in his step.
Yeah.
He didn't have that swagger when he does win. And I feel like he got the lead a little too early. I mean, he was putting great. He was having a phenomenal putting day, and then he wasn't. You know, and then that's kind of when he said, I was doing everything right, and until it was a great day until it wasn't. And, it was tough to see the way that ended.
And it was
playing well.
Yeah, he playing well. And it was also tough because up against the fan base that Bryson DeChambeau managed to acquire through his, joviality. The words are not coming to me right now. But, you know, he just had this Pied Piperness to him. And, you know, just going down the fairways and having everybody cheer for him. There was not just Bryson DeChambeau versus Rory McIlroy. It's like Bryson had the fans behind him and Rory didn't.
Well, I think it was more split than Rory's probably used to. But there was still a lot of support for Rory.
Okay, good.
Bryson has never experienced this type of love and support. So I think it really did help carry him. And, you know, he's in a much better mental space. And when he's playing well, life is good for him. And, you know, that was a terrific finish to get that up and down from the sand and take the title. And
no doubt,
you know, he's riding a high right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why when I was reading your story, which, by the way, you know, accusations of lies, extortion, as Bryson DeChambeau, ex-coach Mike, is it Shy?
Yes, Mike Shy.
Yeah, a trade barbs over a junior golf tour dissolving. And I went, oh, this is interesting, you know. And this, it's pages long. This is, you went in depth on this one.
I call it an opus. It was, you know, it's very much a he said, he said story. And I wanted to let both sides air their grievances and explain why they think they're right it sort of kept growing. And, it is. It's a long read, but I think it's also one that people will have a hard time putting down because it's, I don't know, we don't usually see this type of stuff play out in the public like this.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
It's a sad, sad, messy story of a great relationship. I mean, you know, Mike Shy was basically a second father to Bryson. He's been his coach since he's 11 years old, and they parted ways in an official capacity in 2018. But, you know, Mike, as the story details, has still been involved and helped. You know, anytime Bryson's in a low point, the person he calls up is Mike, and Mike's helped him with his equipment, you know, with his finding the driver that he's had so much success with in the last year when he shot 61-58 about 10 days after he acquired it. And then also the irons with bulge and roll, that was a big deal. You know, he's put in the bag at the Masters and has had a tremendous year with, was really something, you know, if you listen, depends who you ask. I mean, Bryson's takes says he did it all, but, it's a pretty interesting story. And there's definitely some hurt feelings with Mike. And, the sad thing is, you know, they wanted to start this. They were going to start this junior golf tour in their hometown of Fresno, and the tournaments that Bryson used to play have either evaporated or, you know, it cost $200 to play, and Bryson didn't have that type of money back then. And so the idea was, let's create some events for the local kids. And they started it last year at $60 for kids 12 to 18 and had 60 participating. And, you know, Bryson had verbally committed to about $125,000 over the next 2 years to help get it going. And Mike kind of ran out of patience waiting for that money. I'm not really sure why Bryson decided to do it this way, but rather than donate the money, he wanted to do it as a non-recourse loan and kept telling Mike, don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to pay it back. But, you know, I think Mike was a little offended by the fact that it had to be a loan versus a donation. And they named this tour after Bryson's father, who passed away a couple of years back. And, you know, it was meant to be a tribute to his father and create goodwill in the community. And, I, you know, from talking to Bryson, he has done things. He'll continue to do things for the Fresno area. He, you know, in his words, he felt that Mike didn't come up with a proper business plan, and some of the paperwork that was filed wasn't up to code for the 501c3 that they created. And so, you know, I think part of it also was the timing of Bryson winning the U.S. Open and so many things that came about as a result of that, that kind of just went to the back burner, and the parents are saying, hey, Mike, what's happening here? Mm-hmm. Are we going to have these tournaments or not? And mm-hmm. Mike reached a point where he felt he had to put out a statement because he was looking bad and say, this isn't happening. I have to shut the doors. And he put this out publicly, and that got me to give Mike a call. And, you know, I think both sides probably have said things they may regret down the road. And, you know, I've known these guys for about 15 years, and I hate to see their relationship have this wedge between them right now. And I don't, you know, Mike, when he wasn't recognized, when Bryson named all these people in his team who helped him win the U.S. Open, that was kind of the last straw for Mike. And he felt, if he's not going to recognize my contributions, and I should be compensated. And he called up in a you know, anger and asked for $2 million. And You know, so that was that has not sat well with Bryson, who's, you know, said, you know, he's not, I'm not giving him half the money I made for the U.S. Open. And they did offer him $300,000, which Mike turned down because, in my opinion, I don't think Mike really wants the money. He wants the tour to get underway, and he wants the recognition. He wants an apology. I'm not sure he's ever going to get either any of those things, but
right.
It's just a sad situation to see what was a great partnership. I mean, I don't think Bryson is the player that he is today without Mike and all the things that they're both such contrarians. And, you know, I think one of the things that really upset Mike was, you know, when Bryson was asked about him putting golf balls in the Epsom salt to figure out the right way to, you know, position the golf balls and everything. He never meant that was something Mike taught him to do, or something Ben Hogan used to do, put them in Epsom salt in the bathtub. And there's just so many things that the two of them did a little differently. And they were great. I thought, you know, for a long time, a great team together, but, you know, Bryson has gone in a different direction, and I'm not sure they'll be able to patch this one up. You never know.
Yeah. You know, there's so much between the two of them, so much history, such a partnership on the part of Mike Shy, feeling left out. And when you ask the question and the quote in the, I forgot my trainer. I had a lot of people to mention, and I'm sorry for it. But at the same point in time, trying to get out and extort $2 million, I don't think Mike Shy was trying to extort $2 million, but he was just angry. It's really sad. It's really a sad story of a partnership that started when he was 11, DeChambeau.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can understand why Mike feels abandoned. And that's it's sad. And then having the junior golf, as you said, you know, the hardest part of this whole thing is here's all these kids and the parents looking forward to this happening and making it affordable to have a junior golf tour in their locale. It's it really is a shame. But thank you for taking the time to go from one to the other and then back again. You must have had more than one conversation with each.
Yeah. You know, it all happened, me finding out the story to publishing it within 24 hours. It was exhausting. All the different
You did this in 24 hours? You talked to them?
Yeah.
Wow. And then writing it. Okay, we can, of course, find it at Golf Week. And there's also a link on X, formerly known as Twitter. And just all you have to do, Adam's really easy to find. Adam Shupak. That's it. Okay? And you can find him, senior writer, Golf Week. Follow him. It's great. And are you still, or are you in the midst of writing? Like you wrote Dean Beeman, Golf's Driving Force. Are you writing anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I am, but I would say it's kind of on the back burner. There's too many other, you know, stories like this keep popping up that I haven't had much time. I got, you know, I think I told you before, a young daughter that is a handful. So that's I don't have a tight deadline, so nothing coming,
yes,
you know, in the pipeline just yet. But yeah, you'll be one of the first to know, I promise.
Awesome, awesome. How old is your daughter now?
She's about 3 and a half.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Yeah. Yes, at 3 and a half, they're a handful. Well, awesome work, Adam. Thank you so much for doing this story on Bryson and Mike, and for, you know, sharing all the time that you have with me this morning. I have to tell everyone that, you know, actually, the Adam is scheduled for August 10th, and I've been going on in social media. It's on this morning, you know, join in whatever time zone you're in. And he sends me a text going, I thought I was supposed to be on. Oh my God. yes, I had a major brain fart. Adam, thank you.
It happens. I've done much worse, so I'm happy to. It's always fun to talk to you, and we made it happen, and we'll do it again August 10th.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Adam. Aloha.
All right. Have a great rest of your show.
Thanks. We're going to come back. Claude Brousseau is going to give us some tips on staying out of the wind because it's going to be gusty today, up to 30 miles per hour. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
All right. First of all, you know, summer, it felt like it started in, I don't know, May, and it's with us. So it's Aloha Power's Summer's Here sale, and the mowers, from the homeowner to the supersized landscaper, they're all in stock. Mower accessories galore, available now. Mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done. So let your equipment do the work, not your back, and it's fire season. It's going to be with us for months. You got to protect your property and your neighbors. We ship off island, and new shipments with the latest features arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evilei, right next to the Costco gas station in Waipahu as well. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you so very much to offer me the opportunity to be a guest.
Absolutely. PGA Master, Golf just Certified Instructor, Flight Scope Certified Professional, Aim Point Level 3 Certified Instructor, Vision 54 Authorized Coach. You're a talent contributor with Sports Illustrated. Morning Read has two videos a month from you. V1 Sport Coach Ambassador. Bottom line is, whatever somebody needs to get done, they can call you because you cover everything.
Thank you, Danielle. Yes, I like to be able to help your listener and anybody who loves golf on all aspects of the game, because playing golf and having fun is a lot more than just the golf swing. It's how to use it and how to manage us human beings. Sometimes very difficult, like I was listening, you know, to the previous guest, and how you manage your ego and your expectation and all that good stuff. So I like to be well-rounded and keep learning every day. Next time, not today, but next time we can talk about a new thing that I'm using that is pretty cool. It's called Sportsbox AI. But that'd be for the next time.
Okay. Yes. Because today, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, they're having a junior walking tour. It's 12:30 to 2:30 at Poipu Bay. Awesome. I mean, amazing
this
golf
is awesome.
Course. You're right?
Correct.
Right. And then, drive, chip, and putt. Drive, chip, and putt is underway, right?
Correct. That's a big thing because, you know, it helped the junior to compete, and then the prize at the end could be able to go and compete the Sunday before the Master. So this today at this is what we call the sub-regional qualification. It's at Kapolei, And it's the kids of the four different county in Hawaii that are competing today there. Then the two kids that will qualify in every different category of age, boys and girls, will be able to go into the regional. So that will be the last step before going at the master. So, and then the good news is Wes Waliua, the CEO of the Aloha 6 and PGA, gave me all that good information. And he's been working really hard for the last 5 years to get the regional qualification for, we call that DCP, Drive, Chip, and Putt, in Hawaii. So that's great, because our Kiki won't need, or Junior won't need to fly to the mainland to have a chance to qualify for the national championship the Sunday before the Masters. So after this weekend, a little bit later on, that will be the regional, and then that will be also at the Wanalei Four Seasons on the Big Island. And then the kids from the other state will fly in here to qualify. So that's pretty good. We'll have people from California, Washington, Oregon, Arizona, Idaho, and Nevada. They will all come and experience Hawaii.
That's wonderful. I mean, it's like it's taking care of so many things. And plus, all the visitors get to experience Hawaii on their trip over here with their kids, trying to get into the regional finals. And at the Four Seasons Hualalai, that is a beautiful locale, absolutely spectacular. And it's true, you know, we always have to fly to the mainland. So having the mainland fly over here to do something like, you know, qualify to be at, and by the way, you know, when they do the drive chip putt at Augusta National the week before the Masters, I mean, your kids are on the Augusta National golf course. You're just, and there's all these guys with the green jackets, you know, and they're helping out and doing, it's really amazing how junior golf has taken and really a foothold in the whole world of golf. And it's so important, because if you start young, you get so good at this game at a young age, and then things become more natural. Yes, there are the slumps. And that's why, Claude Brousseau, you are here to take care of us during our slumps, right?
Yes, I am. And then just to make it, you know, it's very realistic for the junior of Hawaii to get to the master, because I think it's last year or the year before, I forgot their name, but there was a junior from the Big Island who qualified, and they were there the Sunday of,
yes,
the, you know, so that's something realistic, and I think it's great for the kids.
Yeah, as you said, you know, have fun, have realistic expectations, but It's realistic for us to think that one of our kids from Hawaii could be again at Augusta National in the drive chip competition and walk away the winner even. So you have two game plans for the 9-to-5 golfer, how to get the best out of your skills and your talent.
Yes, I do. So one of them, it's first, is you have to be more realistic with your expectation when you go and play. So this way you will have more fun. So what I mean by be more realistic is, if you are, let's say, a 20 handicapper, your reality is you will hit 5 greens in regulation when you have a good day. If you're a 14 handicapper, you will hit 8 greens. Now, to make this in perspective, you shouldn't expect, you can dream of, but you shouldn't put expectation and pressure on yourself to hit 12 greens, because 12 green in regulation is what the best in the world do. So we can look at it differently. They miss 1 green out of 3, and they're the best in the world. So if your expectations are more realistic, you will have more fun and you won't get so frustrated.
Absolutely.
Now, just that's for the game in general, if you want. Now, if we talk about putting, so for the best in the world, in average, when they're 9 feet from the hole, the odds of making that putt on the first stroke is only 38%. So the listener now and the 9-to-5 golfer, I call them, shouldn't be upset if the ball doesn't go in the hole. Their goal is making only two putts. So you can remember just two numbers. 9 feet is 38. If you 20 feet, it's roughly 20%. So that's 1 out of 5 for the best in the world.
Yeah.
So you can see, Danielle, that your level of frustration get lower when you understand those numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. When you are realistic with your abilities, you know, and this is what I can do. This is, and if it's better than that, great. You know, and you can get excited. Wow, I did better than I usually do. And then it's a happy moment. But if you keep hammering yourself over the head, I missed it. Pretty soon you're like, I think that we just get worse. I guess some people work well under frustration, but I don't.
But nobody does. And plus, be hard on yourself is not a good thing, Danielle, in life in general or at golf. I share with the golfers, instead of be hard on yourself, be smart on yourself. So when you got those reality, that makes sense. Now, when they play, so here's some advice when they play now that they have more realistic expectation. So when you read your green, play more break than you think you need. So meaning by that, Danielle, let's say you read the pot and you think that the ball will curve, let's say, 10 inches from left to right, just as an example. We know that the general public playing golf under read or underestimate the severity of the slope. You ready for the number?
Ready.
100% of the time.
Wow.
Well, yes, 100% of the time they underestimate the value of how severe is the putt, you know, the break in the putt. So
right.
That's why my advice will be when you think you need to play 10 inches, play 13 inches.
Play more break. Yeah.
Correct. Always play more break.
Got it. All right. And you say ditch the flop shot?
Yeah. Ditch the flop shot. Don't take that as what I call go-to shot around the green. Because, first, you don't practice it. Second, probably you don't have the knowledge how to do it. And then, secondly, it's too risky. If you really think about it, if let's say you use your 60 or 58 degree wedge just as a normal putting the club down, you know, on the sole of the club, you got 58 or 60 degree angle to pitch the ball up. For most of us and for most of the shot, that's high enough. So don't make the shot more complicated. So that's the second advice. And then I will say the third one will be when you shoot for your second shot to the green or your third shot to the green, let's say on par five, or, you know, so we know that the general golfers do not take enough club, meaning by that a strong enough club. They always miss, in average, they always miss the green short. So that means they didn't take enough club. So my advice is, if you think you need, let's say, an 8, take a 7.
Mm. Yes.
Until you fly the green. I'm talking from point A to point B in the air. If you think you need an 8, take a 7 until you fly the green 8 times out of 10.
Wow.
Then you'll be amazed, because if you have enough club, you'll be smoother, you will make better contact, and you'll probably be just in the middle of the green or maybe at the back of the green.
The architect,
that Danielle, knows that you don't take enough club, and then they designed the course and the greens that most of the trouble, I call that, are on the first third of the green.
So we're going to take more club. Right.
Correct.
Right. So one that gives you actually more distance until you have distance control. Can I ask you about the wind factor today? Could be 30 miles per hour. You have to keep it low, right? You don't want to go high and possibly get the ball taken away by the wind.
Correct. That's correct. So the wind, Danielle, keep it lower. And then to keep it lower, there's a couple of ways to do that. Of course, you take a less lofted club, and also you swing slower.
Oh.
Because if you swing slower, the ball doesn't have so much spin, and then it will not balloon into the wind. So let's say you think you need a 6 for the distance. Take a 5, but swing slower, and then believe it or not, the ball will go farther. Because you will not balloon in the wind.
Fabulous.
So they say, yeah, you heard that. I'm sure you've been around golf for long. It's breezy, swing easy. That's
yes.
what they mean by that.
Why didn't I remember that? Because I was waiting for the master to tell us. This is Claude Brousseau. He is a master PGA. I should say, actually, a PGA master professional. Director of Player Development at Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui. And you can find him at cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's CBROUSSEAU. Claude Brousseau at waileagolf.com. He's the number one ranked teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest. The list of best teachers 2019 to 2020. So he's made the list. And remember, he's a Golf Digest certified instructor, Flight Scope certified professional, Aimpoint Level 3 certified instructor. So he can work with your long game, your short game, your in-between game, and Vision 54 authorized coach, who can help you with your mental game. And that's really what you did today. You gave us a little bit of everything, and I really appreciate it. You've got to be on at least once a month, Claude.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back after this. Dave Shedlowski is Golf Digest, golfdigest.com contributor, and editorial director for Memorial Magazine, and an author of 5 books, no less. Obsessed with Golf, Test Your Knowledge is one of them. My Life Well Played, My Stories by Arnold Palmer, collaborator on the book. A Golden Twilight with Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, and the U.S. Open Official Annual, the President's Cup, 2009. So we're going to have Dave in the clubhouse after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, 21724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And thank you. We've got a little bit of a difficulty getting through to Dave Shedlowski, which is a shame because, you know, I just said he'll be with us after this. He's not going to be able to be with us after this because he has not called in yet. Award-winning golf writer Dave Shedlowski has played golf for more than 30 years. He's, you know, writing about it almost exclusively since 1986 for Golf Digest. And he's out of Cleveland, Ohio. He first learned the game at a Muni in Troy, Ohio, called the Miami Shores Golf Course, designed by none other than Donald Ross. Can you imagine growing up in a community where Donald Ross has designed one of your golf courses? We do. We live in a community where some of the greatest, I don't know how to describe it, the classic designers have created some of the most beautiful works of art, and we get to play on those. And sometimes, you know, even if you're, you know, having an off time with your game, sometimes it's just good to not take it seriously, as Claude was saying, and just walk the course, hit the ball, enjoy the scenery, and say, gosh, I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to be in this environment. And yes, my game isn't that good right now, but oh well. You know, if I just get methodical about it, maybe take a lesson with Claude, take a lesson with your favorite person, and then it might all come back together again for you, which would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. And it takes longer, is what I'm trying to say. It's going to eventually come back if you're patient and you ask for some help, which a lot of people have a really hard time asking for help. I want to do a shout out to Aloha Power's summer here sale. Mowers from the homeowner to the supersized landscaper, they're all in stock. You know, the homeowner size, the little ones, and then there's those gigantic things that you see them, harvesters, the super side landscaper, yes. Mower accessories are everywhere available. Mow it, blow it, bag it, you're done. Let your equipment do the work and not your back. And it is fire season. And goodness, it's going to be fire season for longer than we expect. It started earlier than we thought. And I you know, just want to say thank you to all the guys with the bulldozers that have been working so diligently, so hard on Maui to get the Crater Road fire out, under control, done, you know, because you got to, of course, give them a lot of energy. Just think about them and prayers for more energy, because they work really hard in really difficult circumstances. So it is fire season. Protect your property. We ship off island. New shipments with the latest features arrive daily at Aloha Power's showroom. And, you know, they're the showroom, and then there's the back room where they've got everything because it's in stock. Aloha Power Equipment, Evilei, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips, and please tell them Danielle sent you. All right, now in the clubhouse, Dave Shedlowski, Golf Digest, golfdigest.com contributor, editorial director, Memorial Magazine, author of 5 books. I told you, it's Obsessed with Golf, Test Your Knowledge. I think that's a great book. You know, you should give it to a friend. We all know someone who needs this. My Life Well Played, My Stories by Arnold Palmer. And, of course, Dave collaborated on the book Golden Twilight with Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. And U.S. Open, official annual, plus the President's Cup 2009. That was the one that he did the U.S. Open official annual for. And now, of course, Dave is with us, and he can correct me on all of this. Welcome into the clubhouse, Dave.
Thanks, Danielle. And no, I can't correct you because I'm getting old enough now to where I don't remember what I do.
Did I do that?
Yeah.
So you've been playing golf.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And you've been playing golf for 30 years?
Oh, now it's about 50.
Oh, my. I've got to make notes on my notes here.
I've been covering golf for almost 40.
And wow.
I've been playing since I was 11 years old.
Wow.
I'll tell you just about how old I am now.
Wow.
So.
That's wonderful. Now, I did mention that you grew up on the municipal golf course in Troy, the Miami Shores Golf Course, designed by Donald Ross. How good can it get?
Well, exactly. It had been a public course, but it was a lot of fun, and it was a great little golf course to learn a lot of nuances about, everything in design and green construction. And it was just, gosh, I still remember, if you could get through the first four holes and even par or even one under, that set up your whole day.
I was just talking about, being patient with yourself, and if you're having a bad game, period, and that you're like, I don't want to touch those clubs anymore. I just throw them in the car. Go to one of our fabulous golf courses designed by one of the fabulous architects there are, and just enjoy it. And hit the ball. Don't worry about it. Just enjoy being on the golf course. Relax. Sometimes we get way too tied up in the hole. It's got to be perfect. And isn't there a book called Golf is Not a Game of Perfect?
There is, from Bob Rutella.
Exactly. So, the guy knows something about the mental game of the game.
That's right.
Yeah, right. So I need to ask you, because this really surprised me. I was like, one day we don't know who's going to be the President's Cup, the Ryder Cup's captain, and the next day Keegan Bradley has been picked. And I'm like, hello? No interview, no build-up to the announcement. What do you make of all that?
Well, I think they did the best they could with what they had to work with, which is they needed somebody with a strong presence because Tiger turned it down. And so that was what was taking so long. And Keegan really is a very good pick. I think he's about maybe 10 years too soon, but at least he's, he's an East Coast guy. He went to St. John's, so he's got some New York ties. He's very enthusiastic. He's got an outsized personality for the Ryder Cup. He's not necessarily the most outgoing all the time, but for the Ryder Cup, I think he's got the right temperament. And he's highly respected because he's still very good. He's 19th in the world.
Yes. Yes, and yes. And sometimes because of his personality, I kind of worry about, when he goes hot and cold and he's like happy and then angry. I imagine he's gotten older. He's grown out of that a little bit. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, look, he's 38. He'll be the second youngest captain since Arnold Palmer in 1963 when Arnold was the playing captain. But he's a mature guy now, and I think there's a little bit of irony to it as well, in that everybody had always pointed to Phil Mickelson being the captain for this Ryder Cup, beloved in New York and so forth. And, of course, Keegan was sort of Phil's protege in the Ryder Cup, and here we are now, Phil, of course, being on LIV. They're not going to ask Phil to be the Ryder Cup captain.
No.
Chris Keegan is the captain.
Yes. Well, that makes me, yeah. I'm good with Keegan. I just was surprised that they didn't have the interview procedure. They didn't go through the elaborate decision-making process. But I had forgotten that they had really put all of their kind of, you know, expectations that Tiger would just grab it.
Well, I think I don't think there was a very much upside for Tiger to take it, because if he wins, and he should, the U.S. should win, because that's how these Ryder Cups go now, is the home team is, you know, tends to be not only winning, but winning by quite a big margin. But if he wins, so what? He was supposed to win. If he loses, where does he go from there? Where does the PGA of America go from there? It's better to let somebody else take the New York spot. Tiger can captain in Scotland in 2027, and he will be hailed as a hero if he should lead the U.S. to their first win in Europe since 1993. And, you know, and if he should lose in Europe, well, that's just he's still just, you know, one more guy that has lost in Europe.
Yes.
Not that big of a deal.
I get it. Yeah, now it all makes perfect sense. And I do like Keegan Bradley as the Ryder Cup captain, because I thought when I heard that, I went, first there was all these, but yes, he's got the personality to fire everybody up and get everybody excited and the crowd and everything. So, yay. Yeah, I get it now. And Tiger doesn't have to take the fall, and you know, if we don't win. And he can take the fall if he doesn't get everybody charged up in Europe. And it doesn't hurt him. There was a message out in social media that said, how many majors will Tiger Woods win before he retires? What's your answer?
I think we know what that number is. Whatever it is right now, that's the number, 15.
15. You know, it's like, seriously. And then somebody else says, he ought to retire right now. I mean, why would anyone want anyone to retire unless they're ready to retire? Why shouldn't he play when he wants to play?
Golfers can, you know, have the luxury of not having to retire. They could just sort of, you know, fade off into the sunset whenever they want, whether it's Jack or Arnold or Tom Watson, Taylor, when you name it. Guys, Lee Trevino, guys who were successful on both tours and then decided, yeah, I don't really need to play anymore, and they don't say anything. They just stop playing.
Yes.
And look, I'm in Akron right now at the College Championship, the senior major here in Akron, Ohio, and I see guys riding around in carts, even though it's a senior major. And I'm thinking to myself, Tiger's going to be 50 in a couple years. He won here 8 times during his regular tour career. He can ride in a cart and win 8 more times as a senior on Firestone. How's that?
I love it. Absolutely. That is exactly the way it should be, you know? I mean, that way he doesn't have the exhaustion of walking, which is probably the most difficult thing he does. What do you think?
Exactly. No, that's exactly right. That's why when I saw carts, I'm like, aha, it might be a senior major, but they're allowing carts, so Tiger's going to love it.
Yeah, and there was also a kind of a tender moment at the Scottish. The tribute on the first tee at Royal, actually not at the Scottish, it was at Royal Troon, where we're going to have the Open next week. And longtime starter Ivor Robson, he died in October at the age of 83. And the shot of that, the picture, was just so beautiful and so peaceful. The sun was rising. It was just an incredible moment. And I just saw it in a picture, and then I read about why they took the shot. And that's what I love about golf. You know, we remember the old guys. You know, they're not forgotten, and we celebrate them. And he's a starter, a longtime starter. He's not like the quarterback of a football game. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
We celebrate figures in golf, no matter if they're players or officials or whatever. I mean, there's so many special people in the game, and it's nice that we remember that.
Yeah, it's exactly right. So what is your take on what you're seeing at the Scottish?
I actually haven't paid attention to it. I know that Ludvig Åberg is playing well, and like I said, I'm in Akron covering the seniors.
Right.
And so
tell me who's in the lead.
My focus has been on Steve Stricker, Steven Elker, and a guy named Michael Wright, who might shoot 59 here. We'll have to wait and see. He was 8-under through 13 holes, so he only needed 3 more birdies.
Wow.
And, yeah. But I saw Ludvig Åberg had the 36-hole lead, and I have said it since I saw him even before the Ryder Cup last year. He was the president of the Ryder Cup. And now he's showing what a great player he's been. He was runner-up at the Masters. That guy, I think he's going to be really the next great player.
That is good to hear. A 64-64 is nothing to sneeze at. But but I'm really excited that Steve Stricker is at the top. And you know, I'm having the hardest time getting leaderboards right now. PGA Tour is not coming up on my computer. Either they're having a hard time or I'm having a hard time. I'm not sure which one. Strick is one of those really good guys that I always enjoyed watching. And are you following anyone in particular?
No, it's only Saturday. It's, I walked the front nine with the leaders, which were Stricker, Elker, and Kenny Barry, and really enjoyed just seeing Firestone. I've always loved coming up here. It's only a 2-hour drive for me from Columbus, Ohio, and I'm from this area. I was born and raised in Cleveland, so it's just nice for me to come back here, walk around, watch the guys play, and it's feels like home in a way, just to be back here.
Right on. Okay, so you didn't grab a cart, huh? You're walking.
I am walking right now. Not a lot, but I walked a little.
You have to be on the show more often. Dave Shedlowski, Golf Digest, golfdigest.com contributor, editorial director, Memorial Magazine, and the author of 5 books, including Obsessed with Golf, Test Your Knowledge. I think that would be a great gift for so many people who are obsessed with... Yes. Yes, and I'll be able to speak better next time you're on, okay?
You're fine. Thanks, Danielle. Take care.
You too, Dave. Aloha. We're going to come back. Bob Bupka's joining the show. Boy, does he have a story to tell us about. Yeah. Golf Course Superintendents Association of America doing amazing things. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA-compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and 2-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Bob Bupka, TalkSport UK commentator, host of Musings on Golf. He'll be with us in just a second. K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. That's the second. Okay, Bob Bupka, welcome into the clubhouse.
Boy, oh boy, you have had some impressive guests today. I've really enjoyed the show. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that with the guys Dave Shedlovsky and Adam Shupek and Claude Brissot. I mean, congratulations to Claude on all that junior stuff that he is so actively involved in. You ought to be congratulated, Danielle. You do one heck of a job.
Oh, Bob Bupka, thank you so much. And I was going to say the same thing. You talk Sport UK commentator, and you've got your own podcast, Musings on Golf. That's fantastic. You're the co-host.
Yeah, we enjoy doing that. I do it with Kelly Elvin. He's a longtime media director for the PGA of America, has a lot of contacts. Matter of fact, one of our co-sponsors happens to be a guy named Rhett Butler. And Rhett finished third in the World Series of Poker out in Las Vegas. So he has plenty of stories to tell. We just had the commissioner of the superintendent of the Superintendents Association of America, and he just finished climbing Mount Everest, believe it or not.
Yes.
55 days, Danielle, to go up and come down. Unfortunately, two lives were lost in the process. But can you imagine talking to somebody that scaled Mount Everest? Never thought I'd see the day.
Yes, because, you know, I was reading that the challenges were extraordinary. But for Rhett Evans, CEO of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, the preparation and perseverance paid off. When he reached the summit of Mount Everest last month, join us for an incredible visit with a golf leader unlike any. This is on Musings on Golf. And I'm thinking, you know, Golf Course Superintendents Association, golf course superintendents are like my heroes. You know, they're like incredible people who very rarely get the accolades they deserve. And this guy's climbing Mount Everest?
What? I know. It seems unbelievable. And while I was talking to Rhett Evans, I remembered that I also spoke to Alan Shepard, who hit a 6-iron on the moon.
Oh.
So it seems like I'm big into guys that like to hit golf shots in faraway places.
Now, you didn't tell me that Rhett Evans actually hit. Did he bring a golf club up there?
Yes, he did. Oh. And hit a golf shot. And he said it was solid. But, hey, I said to him, anybody can tell me whatever they want. If they're hitting it on top of Mount Everest, how the heck would I know?
Just think about the thin air. Boy, that ball would go far. And then there's, you know, where are you going to find it? In the white snow, right? That's a problem.
I know. And pretty remarkable stuff that we live in. And the one thing that I wanted to talk about today, because Danielle, you know it as well as I do. Golf is getting very, very popular. And the problem is now for the average fan to turn on some TV coverage, you know, there's not enough superstars playing in each event.
Yes.
So where does the fan go? He bounces from this event to that event to a LIV event, PGA Tour event. And I really think it's hurting the game. I don't know the solution. I'm not smart enough to know the solution. But I'm hoping that Jay Monahan will get together with the people that know what's going on We got to come to a solution somehow, combining LIV and the PGA Tour and getting the superstars back together again, where the average fan, Danielle, can have the luxury of watching the best in the game without having to watch three or four different tournaments in order to see who's the best.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. And it's, you know, what worries me is that a lot of the kids are coming out and their personalities don't shine through their game. When you have, you know, I mean, so many different guys. Bryson DeChambeau is not the perfect person to talk about. You know, he's got his flaws and all that stuff like we all do. But he's got personality. And so many of the golfers that are in the game right now don't bring their personality. And it doesn't have to be a flamboyant one. It can be a curmudgeon one. As long as you're doing something other than, you know, stoic, hit ball, walk two ball. You know, there's just, they're not selling the game. They're just working to make the money. And that's, I mean, I don't mean to be harsh here, but we used to have a great cross-section of different kinds of people playing the game, and you got to know the different people, and people had they were fans because they liked the way this person was. We just don't have that. We don't have that flair. And why would somebody tune into the golf show on television and watch, like you said, knowing that this guy's over here, that guy's over there, and I'm going to have to do this and that. And pretty soon people don't even bother.
No, you're so well said, Danielle, and reminds me of Todd Hamilton. He was striving to win an Open Championship. His wife was in the scorer's trailer, and they had their little baby in there. And Todd said to me, could I go get some nappies? And I said, where would I get those? He said, go to the front door of the clubhouse. So I go to the front door, and I said, can I have some diapers, please? And they said, we don't know what diapers are. I said, Todd Hamilton said he needs some diapers. Finally, we discovered diapers or nappies. So I was able to get nappies for Todd Hamilton's baby, and he went on to win the Open Championship. I think I'm the first nappy caddy ever in the history of the game.
You know, how long have you been doing this golf thing, covering golf?
Too long.
Okay, but see, your stories are incredible. Have you ever written a book? Have you written any of these stories down? What a compilation.
Well, there's some talk in the future that we're going to put some stories together. Because a lot of people really have come up to me and they said, you know, Bob, you've had some wonderful experiences. We think it's only fair that you share them with golf people. I mean, I remember back to one of the best is doing the President's Cup, and I'm on the first tee standing next to President Bush, and on the first tee is Jack Nicklaus, captain of the U.S. squad, Gary Player, captain of the international squad, Bill Clinton, and I'm standing next to President Bush. And then all of a sudden, I feel this little nudge in my ribs, and I look, and it's the president. And he said, Bob, isn't this a name-dropper's paradise? I said, Mr. President, if you think it's a name-dropper's paradise, what do you think I have to think it is?
Exactly. Yes, but see, you need to put a book together. And, you know, you can talk your story and people can be writing it down, and then the compilation comes out. Bob Bupka's Life on Tour, you know, whatever you want to call it. But it would be fabulous to hear all these things.
Well, it certainly has been a nice run. You know, one of the biggest stories this week, obviously, with the upcoming Open Championship, I think it's going to be the biggest tournament that Rory McIlroy ever played in his life. I mean, he's got to bounce back. He's too good a golfer. I mean, I remember the first time I interviewed Rory McIlroy back in 07. And it was at Carnoustie. And it was blowing a hooli. For our American listeners, that a hooli is like a mini hurricane. And Rory McIlroy was the only player not to make a bogey that day. And I was impressed. He was 16 years old and had this kind of ability. And then to have what happened to him at the United States Open.
Yes.
Good golly, Miss Molly. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are going to be rooting for Rory McIlroy this week.
You're right. Absolutely right. And I want him to get the 16-year-old back inside him and play the however old he is now, Rory. So he has that, you know, that joie de vivre, that just like that skip in the step and the smile on the face, you know, and that attitude. He's gotten too strict with himself, I think. You know, he's too hard on himself. He's got to be more joie de vivre, happy with life and all that.
very well said, Danielle. If you play golf and you're not having fun, don't play anymore.
Yes.
Golf's made to have fun.
And you always have fun. Thank you. Bob Bubka, Talk Sport, he's the golf commentator for Talk Sport in the United Kingdom. Okay, that's Bob Bubka, Talk Sport, and host of Musings on Golf, and he's co-host, I should say, with Kelly Elbin. So you got to catch it. It's a podcast and Musings on Golf. It's a great, great podcast. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse with me today, Bob.
My pleasure, Danielle, as always.
And we'll talk next week during the
Open.
You
got it.
Right on. Okay. Until then, aloha. Matt Chinella, executive producer, The Fire Pit Collective. Doesn't that sound dangerous? We've got him on next after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
The Aloha Powers summer sale continues with mowers from the small ones that you can use in your home garden area, you know, the lawn, to the supersized landscapers that look like harvesters, you know, those gigantic things that you need for big areas. They're all in stock. Mowers, accessories galore. They're all available. Mow it, blow it, bag it, and then you're done and the equipment is doing the work, not your back. It's fire season. Yes, we've got the one on Maui that's burning and, you know, all the prayers to the guys who are working so hard to get that one under control. Protect your property. Take care of the people next door, too, because that's the bottom line. We ship off island, and these new shipments will be coming in with the latest features arriving daily. So just new shipments, latest features every day they come in. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer, with in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates, Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Born at Sports Illustrated, raised at Golf Digest, a fun run at Golf Channel, Matt Janella is executive producer, The Fire Pit Collective. Welcome into the clubhouse, Matt.
Thanks, Danielle. Aloha. Always good to be with you.
It's
Happy Saturday.
Good to have you here inside the clubhouse. May I ask, how's Dad?
Oh, my dad is, 90 years old and is coming to the end of his road, unfortunately. You know, thanks for asking. But he lived a big portion of his life on Oahu, actually, as a young kid. His father was part of what took place at Pearl Harbor and saved the dry docks and got the highest award from the military that a civilian could get.
Wow.
For his role in trying to, sort of act upon what was taking place during Pearl Harbor. So we've always had a close affinity for Hawaii. My dad's always loved Hawaii. We have my son drew pictures of Hawaiian imagery in his care facility for him as he sort of transitions into what's next.
Oh, wow. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. The whole family coming together for what is next. Yes.
Yeah,
and it's a beautiful way to put it, Matt. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now, I got to ask, where did you come up with the Fire Pit Collective? The Fire Pit, where does that come from?
Well, the Fire Pit is where I've always loved a good fire pit. You know, that's where we... Going back to the beginning of man, as far as we know and can tell, fire has always been a place where people gather around to get warmth. And then, because of that, that's where you listen to or tell good stories. It's where you congregate as a community or family. So that was the idea around the Fire Pit Collective. We, originally started a production company right when I left Golf Channel in 2020, and that was going to be lifestyle events, production-based company, telling stories, and then COVID hit a month later. So that was bad timing. So pivoting out of the production company, we went into that boutique media company with a number of storytellers like Alan Shipnuck and Ryan French and ultimately Michael Bamberger, and we had a couple others that we assembled a big giant team of media, and we got too big too fast. And so ultimately what was the Fire Pit Collective as of recently has gone back to Fire Pit Production. So I'm back to where I kind of started a production company, lifestyle, travel, experiences. We're calling them bonfire events that we're having at Gamble Sands and Pasta Tiempo and hope to have one in Hawaii and Ireland and Melbourne and 40 to 50 people having a very exclusive, high-end, quality experience around golf and off-course activities, music, other things. So in the process of building all those out at bonfire2man.com for some of the ones we already have on the books. And I'm back to, telling stories about architecture. I'm working with our friends Bill Core and Ben Crenshaw, who obviously has an affinity for Hawaii as well. And they're building a new course at Crazy Mountain Ranch in Montana, and we're doing the Pasta Tiempo resurrection of all the 18 Alistair McKenzie greens and the building of Gamble Sands with David Kidd's second course there. So telling stories about courses and architecture and stories that interest me. So we're kind of consolidated and back to the basics.
Wow. Now you said that really fast. If we want to go to one of these events, what was the connect? How do I connect?
Yeah, bonfire2man.com, and we'll be continuing to build out events at various places, different price points, different experiences. It's going to be, I've been covering the world of golf for 30 years, but also specifically buddies trips and the essence of what that is to be, and I think parent-child events are going to be things that I'm really going to lean into. I've played in the father-son in Ireland. I've played in the father-daughter in Ireland. I don't think there's anything better than, playing with your child or in some cases, children playing with their parents in events like this. And I think that bond that happens over the course of a couple days of playing in a golf tournament, the parents networking with the parents, the kids networking with the kids, and and all the cross-pollination between what's happening from a communication and social standpoint is always very special to me. So I want to create some events like that. So taking all that I've learned and all that I've seen and all of my travels and all the reporting I've done, I'm trying to implement that into high-level experiences that I can offer with some of the relationships I have at different destinations all over the world.
That's great. So it's Bonfire, like B-O-N-F-I-R-E. Is it a two?
Number two.
Number two man.com. Bonfire2man.com. This is
correct.
What a great, great, great idea. This is wonderful. I love it.
It's back to my basics and probably the play to my strengths. And again, it was kind of the vision I had right as I left Golf Channel in 2020. But again, I sort of launched what was Dawn Patrol Productions originally a month before COVID hit. So that was not the best time.
No. Mask up, stay home.
Yeah, not good. Not good for travel.
No.
Yeah,
no. No. And speaking of you were look. I was looking at you were editing a Bill Coore interview on routing, and in specific, the Crazy Mountain Ranch in Montana. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, I mean, again, this is going to be a high-end private facility. So the unfortunate thing is not a lot of people are going to see this Bill Coore, Ben Crenshaw golf course. And again, I consider Bill and Ben the best of this modern era of architects for a lot of reasons. One of which is Bill Coore and how he routes a golf course. Even Ben Crenshaw would tell you that. That he is the best router and a routing means essentially how you're piecing together the narrative of from the first tee to the 18th green. How do you manage the land that you're given to create a routing of a golf course, first hole followed by the second hole, followed by the third hole. So, you know, if you think of any good, play in a three-part act, three parts to that narrative, a beginning, a middle, and an end. How do you bring that land to life in golf in a sequence that sort of, creates those reveals? Or look at what they did at the plantation course at Kapalua, right? And how that was a tough piece of land to work with. And yet they, at the very beginning, that was one of their, essentially their first golf course that they did in their career. But think about how they managed that land and created that beginning, middle, and then especially that ending, right? That
yes.
So much fame and notoriety for how that creates the drama. And short fours or reachable par fives and everybody's going for it. That's routing, right? That's how that accordion comes in and out and then creates that drama. Well, Bill Coore and walking the land over and over and over and creating the essence of what you experience as a golfer, or even I say what's great about a Bill Coore routing is if you didn't even play golf, if you just went and walked the land that they built golf on, you're going to have a great experience of just walking that land, even if you don't ever swing a club.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's a good routing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, I was talking earlier, it's sometimes when you lose your game, you're not as good as you were or want to be or had been. So, just grab your clubs. Don't worry about what your score is. In fact, don't even keep score. Just go to the golf course, go to one that you really like, and just walk and enjoy it. And if walking isn't your, grab a cart and go. Hit the ball, it goes, it doesn't, who cares? As long as you're in the midst, and I love golf courses because they give so much back to you when you're on them. And I think there's an energy that was put into them. And like you said, Bill Coore, Ben Crenshaw, they have vision. So they put all this energy in and you get that back when you're there on the golf course. And when you were asked what his secret, what's Bill Coore's secret? Tell me now.
It's just he does it. He gets out and he walks. He just walks. He walks. He walks. He walks. He tries to assess the land he's working with by getting out there. And sometimes it's covered in brush or gorse or tree choked. And he's got to try to navigate. And, you know, a lot of times he'll end up following the paths that the animals take, like the deer, for example, the deer trails, and where they walk and how they walk. Like, he'll start walking those trails as, like, sort of natural ways that the animals navigate the land, as kind of a base or a guide. I mean, he's one of the most spiritual and, you know, I don't know, authentic and
down to earth,
creative. You know, he is the earth, right? Like, yes. He's so connected with that land. By the end of when he's ready to actually start picking, okay, this is where we'll start and this is where we'll end and this is how we're going to get there, he knows that land so well. And that, a lot of people will look at topo maps and they'll start routing things or start drawing designs. You know, I love Jack Nicklaus, is one of the greatest players of all time. I don't think he's, you know, I don't think he's the greatest architect of all time, because, you know, he's relying on some of his associates and it's kind of a mixed bag and there's not really a lot of consistency. Bill Coore is the guy who's actually walking the land. He'll spend upwards of 100 and 150 days on that property's land by the time he's done with that golf course.
Wow.
That's not what the, you know, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, those are architects or designers, I would call them, ran their businesses of building golf, right? Bill Coore is on the dirt. David McClay Kidd is in the dirt, right?
Yes.
Those guys become one with that land, and that's why I think their golf courses are, you know, over time proven out to be, you know, more fun, more enjoyable, more playable, just better.
I love talking with you, and we're unfortunately running out of time. And I gotta tell you, I know you're, you know, got a ton of things going on, but I really want you to be back on the show, because see, I didn't get a chance to talk to you about our buddy Matt Chinella joins the show next to talk some Padres and tell us what it was like to film with Real Housewives of Orange County with his wife Katie being the newest cast member this season. Yes, you
laugh,
do.
I'll cry. let's leave it there.
You got a lot going on.
Yeah. Dude, okay. I hope you're not laughing at me.
No,
you're laughing sort of with
I'm
me.
Laughing with you, of
yes,
course.
Yes,
yes, I love you, Matt.
Janella. Yes.
Thank you very much. Aloha.
Aloha, Danielle. Always a pleasure. My best to Hawaii and the islands, and I'll catch up soon.
Awesome. The Golf Club is sponsored by, yes, Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories. Their staff will help you find what you need. Don't know what to choose? You can always get a gift card for someone who, you know, you really want to have the best stuff, but everybody's got their own want, you know, that's it, the get. I need that. So get them a gift card. They're in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. It's Aloha Power's Summer's Here sale, and we have every brand of riding mower for the homeowner or the supersized landscaper in the stock. And it's trade-ins welcome time, okay? Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Let your smart equipment do the work. Faster, smarter, hey, and you're done. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. And the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. You know, it's impossible to find somebody if you don't have a sign. You know, you're driving down the road, you're praying that the sign will tell you you're there. Yes, or your GPS will tell you you're there. But you got to have a sign up there. It's the Honolulu Sign Company, okay? Branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. They must know their business. Aloha Section, PGA, they know their business. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever for self health, friendships. Go golf. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.